Record numbers of parents in the Northwest are seeking waivers from mandatory child immunization requirements. The trend alarms public health officials. They say it creates increased risk for disease outbreaks. Oregon, Washington, and Idaho are all moving to sway vaccine skeptics, but passions run high on the issue. All U.S. states require parents to immunize their children before sending them to school.
All right, Angelo, just a little pokey poke. One, two, three, pokey.
But in the majority of Western states, parents can exempt their children from mandatory vaccines by signing a form.
It's one-page form, certificate of exemption. I fill out a couple boxes, I sign it, and I'm gone. It's quite easy.
Maybe too easy, says Washington Secretary of Health Mary Selecki.
There is a data point about Washington State I'm not proud of. We have the highest exemption rate in the nation, Washington State, of all 50 states.
In Washington, about 6% of kindergartners come to class unvaccinated. Oregon is close behind at nearly 5.5%. In Idaho, around 4% of incoming kindergartners skipped at least some mandatory shots. Across the region, and including more grades, it adds up to more than 85,000 children. So how did the Northwest get to be such fertile ground for vaccine refusals? There are a wide range of reasons. Stay-at-home mom Nikki Hausch claimed a philosophical exemption to enroll her two sons in preschool and elementary in Olympia.
Washington State parents are really focused on what they're putting in their children's bodies.
Hausch says she carefully researched each vaccine. She accepted some, but she had doubts about the necessity or safety of others.
My biggest concern was I had read a lot of information about children being injured by vaccines and having a child with an immune system challenge. I didn't want to complicate things for him anymore.
Parents can also claim a religious exemption. But state statistics from Washington and Idaho show refusals based on church doctrine account for just a sliver of the total opt-outs. Another slice of parents don't trust the big drug companies that make most vaccines. Then there are parents who simply rebel at the sheer number of shots babies and toddlers get these days if they follow the recommended immunization schedule. Dr. Ed Marcuse saw this in his practice at Children's Hospital in Seattle.
A major concern of parents is that somehow the large number of vaccines will overwhelm the child's immune system.
Marcuse allays that by saying there's no scientific basis for that concern. Another thing he tells anxious parents is that the benefits of vaccination far outweigh the risks.
The fundamental issue is we have two conflicting values, and they are the freedom of the individual and the protection of public health. And the state has a responsibility to do both. And where these two things come to in conflict is if too many people opt out, our communities then become at risk.
The steadily rising number of immunization opt-outs is now drawing a response. The Washington legislature is on the verge of sending the governor a measure that would make it harder to enroll unvaccinated kids in school. These parents would first have to consult with a medical professional. The intention of the bill's sponsors is to counter the, quote, misinformation about vaccines in the media and on the internet. Vaccine skeptics like Ezra Eichmeier testified against being forced into a possible confrontation with doctors or nurses.
But this is a decision that comes down to the parents making a parenting decision, and we hold that decision to be very sacred.
Eichmeier prefers the approach Oregon and Idaho are taking. Both states are working on education campaigns. According to national research, fewer than 1% of U.S. children receive no vaccines at all. A portion of that tide of immunization waivers may just reflect really busy lifestyles. Researchers speculate some parents find it easier to sign an opt-out form than to collect all the medical records documenting their kids' shots. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.